All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, a few weeks ago, the University of South Carolina decided to replace former head football coach Steve Spurrier with Will Muschamp. Now, Muschamp spent this year at the University of Auburn as their defensive coordinator, and that followed a four-year stint as the head football coach at Florida. And not only is Florida another SEC school, but just like South Carolina, they play in the SEC East. Now, in 4 years at Florida, Muschamp was able to compile a record of 28-21, with a highlight of that coming in 2012 when Florida went 11-2 and they found themselves in the Sugar Bowl. But you look at Muschamp, and he's one of the better defensive minds currently in college football. He's been a tremendous recruiter. He always had top-tier classes at Florida, but offensively, he was never able to get things going on that side of the football like he was with his defense. Florida consistently had one of the better defensive units in the nation. They always sent talent to the National Football League, but he never was able to get that going on the offensive side. And you look at the recruiting aspect, like I said, Muschamp can sell water to a whale if he had to. And the state of South Carolina is fertile with football talent, but he has to compete with Clemson in-state and, of course, the University of Georgia, who over the years has had a history of going to the Palmetto State and getting some of that top talent away from a school like South Carolina. So it's going to be imperative for Muschamp from day one to go out there and keep those kids in state. Now, what will Muschamp be replacing in Steve Spurrier? He's a guy that really put South Carolina football on the map and really changed the expectations there. And I mean, it started with Lou Holtz when he took over in 1999, and he built South Carolina into a respectable program, and Spurrier was able to take them to the next level, which included South Carolina winning the SEC East back in 2010. Now, if you're South Carolina, first and foremost, you're coming off of a 3-9 year. You just want to get back to respectability in the SEC, and it starts with your offense, and it starts with your quarterback for next year, more than likely is who's going to be Lorenzo Nunez. But this is a South Carolina team that will be losing Pharoh Cooper to the NFL draft, and they're basically starting over from scratch. South Carolina's offense this year was ranked 97th in the nation, and defense was not that much better as they were ranked 100th. And South Carolina has to go out there and find a way to compete. After winning their first game of the year this season against North Carolina, they only went 2-9 the rest of the way, including losing at home to the Citadel. So the Gamecocks have to go out there and they just have to be on better cohesiveness on each side of the football. Now, there's a ways to go before next September, when the Gamecocks do beginning their 2016 college football year. But it's a situation where it will be a road game against the Vanderbilt Commodores. And I guarantee you this team under Muschamp will look a little bit different because they are going to be a much more physical team between now and then. But unlike at Florida, he's not going to have the same pressure packed on him like he did there. And it's due to the fact that the expectations are a little bit different. I understand what Spurrier was able to do and the heights that he was able to take this program to. But South Carolina is not a job that you really expect the team to finish in a top 10 every year. If Muschamp can get this team to 6-6 next year, the folks in Columbia will love him. In 2 years, if he's able to get them to 8-4, they will really appreciate him. And if he is somehow able to get this team soon to compete for the SEC East Championship, they might even build a statue for him and talk about him for generations in the same fashion that they are with Spurrier. But the one thing is, it's a good hire. He's been around the block once in the SEC. He knows what to do. And Muschamp is not going to be afraid to push his guys to work hard and compete in the Southeastern Conference. So, folks, that is going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast here on blogtalkradio.com. Pardon me, on the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast, I'm getting ahead of myself because I just wanted to tell all of you to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 15 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.